Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Friday, October 16th, 2020. Today in the news, as gold prices hover around $1,900 an ounce, market strategist Jesse Felder, publisher of the Felder Report, continues to see upside potential as the market remains undervalued compared to other assets, reports Kitco. He said that although gold has nearly doubled in price in the last 5 years, it remains cheap compared to equities. Quote, the gold price relative to the Dow Jones Industrial Average would seem to suggest that it's not expensive at all. In fact, to match the valuation peak it reached about a decade ago, gold would need to double again from its current price. Well, when governments across the U.S. forced businesses to close down in response to the coronavirus pandemic, everybody assumed the layoffs would be temporary, reports Zero Hedge. But many of these temporary job losses have become permanent. The employment rate has nearly halved to 7.9% since April, but nearly 13 million Americans remain out of work. That's about 7 million more than the pre-pandemic levels. 15 years ago, Joe Biden defended credit card companies against a testy Senate exchange with Elizabeth Warren over legislation curtailing consumers' ability to shed their debts in bankruptcy. But this March, he adopted her argument entirely, reports Wall Street Journal. Quote, if Biden wins, it's likely one of the wings will be very unhappy by his inauguration, said Jeff Hauser, who analyzes corporate influence on government. Both Democratic factions say they expect that a Biden administration would approach financial regulation much as did President Obama. And lastly, Bitcoin's legacy will be short-lived, reports Tom Dyson at Rogue Economics. Quote, my working hypothesis is that Bitcoin price peaked in December of 2017 amid a furious speculative fever, and it is now slowly returning to obscurity. In my opinion, he writes, Bitcoin is a speculative vehicle like a gambling game and the most perfect experiment in the greater fool theory mankind has ever devised. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver now.